thank goodness for people like Lynn McTaggart and Greg Braden and those who are working with global consciousness issues.
So let's do that right now. Let's, with our beautiful community joining together, let's create a field of coherence. And I invite you to close your eyes. You may even wish to place your hands in a posture where you are both sending energy and receiving energy. And in this infinity loop of connection between sending and receiving, let's place our attention into our soul. Each of us has a soul. And our soul, while we feel it is the individual soul for us, it is part of a collective family of souls. We are connected by soul family. And our intention is that in this space that we are creating this field together with soul family, we send a wave of benevolence and hope and peace to every soul that is on the planet during this time of great shift. And so we just send the wave, benevolence, hope, peace, to every soul right now on our beautiful planet that is going through a great shift. And in these next few weeks and months to come, we will radiate this experience of benevolence, hope, and peace outwardly, just as an energetic field. Nothing to be said, simply just to be in that space of radiating out into the soul family. You may now gently relax your hands as we welcome the continuation of the energy of benevolence, hope, and peace from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We have said so often that this is not a message that is global, but a message that is personal. We'll say that again. These are indeed difficult times for so many. And yet we have said and will continue to say that the shift is upon you. This shift, which was predicted by the ancients, was predicted so many times in my channeling before 2012, is here. Almost a decade into it, now you see what we were talking about. It's not necessarily a shift that's going to bring you wars between countries like you thought might happen at this time. It's a war, a true war of dark and light. And you're starting to see the results of it. The answers that were given, even today, are about getting away from the fray to a position where you can see and feel your own magnificence and get yourself through it. Really, there are several aspects of this. How do you create more light? How can we move, you would say, this planet into more light, into more peace. That is one aspect. But while you're doing it, how do you survive it? How can you be coherent with that which is spiritual when all around you there's noise of darkness? And so we bring to you a series of channels to help you understand more of who you are, to help you get to that place. These four channels this month are going to be called the Extraordinary Human Soul. Or if you want to relabel them, the Extraordinary Attributes of the Soul. Any of those things, we are talking about your soul. There'll be four channels, all of them available to everyone. Dear ones, we have spoken about the soul since we arrived. 31 years we have talked about the human soul. In 2014, we developed a program. I asked my partner to put this together where we talked about the attributes, the 9 attributes of the human soul and how they interfaced with you, your Akash, and all of the pieces and the parts of you that are esoteric, even your innate. That teaching we may do again, and I'll say that again. But for now, I'd like to speak about 4 extraordinary attributes that you need to be reminded of at this point in time, so that you will understand who you are. Wow. If you could see yourself like we see you, it would take your breath away. Magnificent. Not just biology and a skin with a brain, with some consciousness. That's so often how so many of you just see yourselves. How are we going to get from A to B, and how are we going to work this puzzle and get through it all? Oh, there's so much more going on. I would like to remind you of how big you are. The human soul, something that is a spiritual part of you, acknowledged worldwide. We have said this before. Every religion, belief system on the planet has some kind of metaphor for a bigger you, a soul. Those who work the oceans talk about numbers of souls on board. There is an acknowledgement from all scripture that there is something bigger than you. It's a shame, dear ones, that a linear planet with linear belief systems that are supposedly ones that are worshiping a magnificent God would then tell you the soul exists for one reason, to be punished later or to be rewarded later. It's almost like the soul is some kind of a vehicle, punishment or reward. You have something that happens after you die. Does that sound right to you? Your soul is part of the creative source. Did you know that? I'm going to talk about how big you are. How big is the soul of a human being? There are those who actually tried to put measurements on it, saying, well, it has to do this and that, perhaps mixing it up with that which is called the Merkaba, which is a spiritual bubble around you in linear form while you walk the planet. Huge it is. 8 meters wide around every single human being. That's not your soul. Let's talk about this. When did humans get their soul? And the answer is yes. They never did. It always was. Did you know that? This is a lesson that is difficult to teach and understand and cognize because the human is linear. Another time, we have said this, everything has a beginning and an end to you on your planet, whether it's your life or your car or a pair of socks or a string. It has a beginning and an end. And so this is how you think. Of course, until you get to God. What was the beginning of God? And you would say, well, there was none, because God always was. Well, dear ones, use some spiritual logic. If your soul is part of God's creative source, it always was. You, the bigger you, the soul of you, always was. Always. And you always will be. And you might say, well, that doesn't make sense. How does this then relate to humanism and all of these things? Dear ones, this is a puzzle to you. It is not to us. And we've explained it many, many times. This soul of yours, designed to do the very things you're doing now, to come to various places and take human form and develop consciousness and work the puzzle. And then when you're done, you go back to the soul and it goes perhaps someplace else. It's all part of a universal system of beauty, benevolence, kindness. And there is a purpose for it. There's a purpose for the veil. All of the things. There's a purpose for free choice of having you here on this planet being able to make choices without interference from an angel standing next to you saying, don't do that. There is a reason. But your soul is immense. How big is God? You would say, okay, I understand what I don't understand. That the soul is huge and immense, but I'm a human. And I'm here right now. How does that help me? And I will tell you this, because there is a multi-dimensional part of every single human being. And it's not sequestered into that which is perhaps your pineal. It's in your DNA. It's in every cell of your body. It is starting to receive light. That is what the shift is about. Listen, the shift on the planet is about you receiving more multidimensional savvy, more multidimensional awareness, which is starting to evolve into higher consciousness. Do you want that again? This is evolution, an evolution of consciousness. And that's what is happening. You are starting to receive that multidimensional part. And that is creating the evolution of awareness, light, consciousness. That is the thing that is stirring everything that you're seeing right now. And that is also going to stir into some solutions, because all of you are going to become more aware. Crying, I'm not really sure I understand how we can be multidimensional. What does that mean? Let me give you a hint. Something we have given you before to show you this equipment you have called DNA, called cellular structure, called consciousness, is not simply in your skin. Your body's in your skin. Your consciousness and the multidimensional parts and pieces of your DNA is immense. Identical twins. Let's go there again. Identical twins on this planet. Do you know any? Would you like to speak to them about what I'm going to say next? They'll tell you. One can be in one hemisphere of this planet, and another can be in another hemisphere in this planet. But when something happens that might affect them both, like, for instance, their mom's in trouble, they both know it. One will pick up the phone, and the other one will answer, and the other one will say, I felt it. What's happened? In other words, with identical DNA, two human beings, two individuals, two consciousnesses are allied in such a fashion that thousands of miles away, they're getting the same information. That has a physical nomenclature, a term, a name, and it's called entanglement. It is a quantum aspect, and that is, a quantum aspect is one that is beyond linear. Entanglement, well known now to physicists, is something that is astonishing. Where you are so big, if you're entangled with anything, that you could be on another star. Another planet, And if something happens here, the other part of you would know it instantly. Distance doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. That exists. Ask a physicist. It's real. And it's happening even within your DNA. How big are you? You're as big as God. I want you to understand that you have the ability to drop into your soul, into your heart, they say, and have the most benevolent wave of love come over you, where actually that consciousness of yours will stop the rhetoric of all the negative things and say, it's all right. I am that I am. I am beyond what I ever will be. I came before I was. That is a multidimensional statement. And you will know who you are, helping you to get through all of the strife that is so linear and so now. There is hope for this planet, dear ones. There is hope. There is solution if you will hold on to it. That's the thought. That's the light. Light is starting to amplify itself, and in the process, it's disturbing the dark a lot. And the darkness wants to raise up and tell you it won't go away. But light will win this puzzle. Light is already winning in certain areas. Hold fast. Know who you are. I am Kryon in love with humanity. And so it is.